Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. We got through Monday, which is always a good thing. Nice day out there, sunny, a little chilly, 46 degrees in Green Bay, 52 in Appleton, 48 in Oshkosh. No wind, though. None. No. Zero.
Did you get your bike yesterday?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Did you really? Yes, I did.
We both said it at the same time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Because that'd be the time when you go, no, not really.
Right.
Yeah.
I got it. Awesome. I even went for a ride yesterday already.
All right.
That's great.
All right.
Need to change one thing immediately, though.
What's our answer?
I need to do one or two things. No, but you know what's funny? It's when I had it in my grill. I picked it up. $95 for a really nice bike.
Yeah, nice.
Like a mountain trek or something like that. You know, at the White Tower. $95.
Green Bay Bike Collective.
Have no idea what that would
be. Right on Broadway. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. In great shape.
Cool.
But you know how we kind of made fun of him the other day when he took off? I did the same thing.
Okay.
It's like, you know, they say, right? It's like riding a bike when you really truly haven't ridden a bike for a while.
Well,
I was like, oh my gosh, what's wrong?
Okay, throw a satchel with a bunch of papers and weight in. So that's why I was a little off balance. I'll admit it too.
I had a couple little like, where am I going here type things. But I need one of two things. I either need to get a different seat, like a gel seat or something, because sitting on a 2x4 right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Or if anybody has, I lost mine, but if anybody has the old VHS Buns of Steel, I could borrow. Yeah. Used to have that.
Yeah, I think we'll buy the gel
one
seat.
One of the two.
Yeah.
God, are those seats uncomfortable. I'll be honest with you. I left from right here. I'll tell you, I made it as far as the, where you'd have to pay to go on the trail.
Yes. Okay. Everybody turns around there.
Yeah, that's what I did too. It's like, I'm not paying this. This hurts too much. But I got back. It's like, either my butt really needs to get used to, because I have a sensitive, I just do kind of. Okay. I don't want to get into that.
No, but, thanks.
Yeah. But
John, those seats are, there's a little bit of getting used to. So you might want to try it for a couple
so
weeks.
They're so narrow though.
Yeah.
And hard.
Yeah, they are.
Oh my God.
Well, I don't know what seat you got. Mine's.
I was thinking, because I've got some styrofoam, I was thinking about duct taping that on it.
That'd look great. Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
Feel better.
Gel seat.
Yeah, how much are they? I don't want to, they're going to be as much as the bike.
Well, not that. They'll be 25% of the bike, but yeah.
They'll be like $70.
Won't be that much.
60?
Yeah. No, I think it's less than that.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Does anybody have a used one? Anybody got a used gel seat?
You know what? There you go.
Yeah. This will be like radio time. I'm looking for a used gel seat for my bike. I got the one on right now, and she hurts pretty bad. I got to be honest with you. I'm chafing there, and the whole thing there, you don't want to even talk about it, but it's not good.
All right.
I need a gel seat used for a bike.
Okay. We'll see.
And I'll pay up to $25 for her.
I like that when they say what their limit is. And it's not even close.
No,
it's like
I'll pay up to $25 for her. Yes.
All right.
But I felt good. I was bike riding.
We need that. It's right here, Johnny. Look at this. Bicycle gel seat pads, $8.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's right here.
Where? Amazon?
Some guy in Green Bay has it.
Oh, really?
He is located, it doesn't really say where. Look at these comfortable bike seats.
That's what I need.
All right. When's your birthday? We missed your birthday.
Yeah, I missed my birthday.
Father's Day.
Okay.
Send it to the kids.
Okay. That'd be nice.
Yes.
Yeah, Father's Day. Big, nice gel seat for me.
Right. Okay.
I want to be just like sitting on a big vat of pudding or something.
There you go.
These look
pretty comfortable.
That's what I need.
All right. That's what we're going to do.
I'm going to start building up some miles. I got to be honest with you.
All right. And you got three kids, so they can give you that up.
Yeah, I like that.
$275 each.
I like it.
So, all right.
I'll tell you what, though. It's a workout.
Biking.
And I know I haven't done it in a long time, but it can, when, I mean, it's.
Did you get a 10, 12, 15 speed?
I only use like three.
Well, you need more than that.
No, I don't think you really, unless you're going up a really high hill, I don't think you need more than that on just flat surfaces.
Okay.
What?
There's, even a slight grade hill for you is you're going to need to use more gears, I think.
I got pistons for legs. Okay? They're like two-stroke pistons.
All right, the buns of steel, that's right.
And buns of steel.
I wasn't listening.
If anybody has that, please get that for me.
All right.
It was, what's her name? I think it was Denise Austin. Remember Denise Austin, Todd? I think Denise Austin did the Buns of Steel VHS. I know we had it. I can try to find it.
You guys bought that?
Well.
Now, who bought it?
Yeah, right.
Was it you?
My family.
It was a family thing?
It's a family thing. We all wanted Buns of Steel. At the time.
And you want to press this back heel down.
That's it. Is it Denise Austin?
I don't know. Down. Let's see.
And lift up in the arm, place your hand on the thigh.
It doesn't say, but there are three women doing the Buns of Steel.
Yeah. There you go.
And you bought that? That's a little creepy. There's three. Yeah, okay. Now you just.
Did you? Okay, now.
Right to porn.
I was just going to ask you, John,
okay.
If you bought it for the exercise
right.
Or if you bought it
for the entertainment value?
Right. Yeah. Get a little popcorn. Okay.
I don't know.
A couple beers.
It's a different era.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good physical era.
Yeah. Right.
That was like Jane Fonda.
Right.
All those people. Remember how many
exercise
ESPN
videos?
ESPN used to carry a lot of those shows, though.
Yep.
They'd have some guy on the beach in like Hawaii. Remember him? And he would be doing the thing. Then he'd bring in, who was it? I remember one time he had like Christie Brinkley as his co-host and all these different, you know, like mega stars.
Right.
And, you know, they all weighed about 108 pounds to begin with. So it's like, yeah, they really needed to work out.
Don't you wonder if people were guys, not women, guys, but were working out or just
supplements or just, yeah. Yeah. No question.
I can't believe you bought, I can believe you bought Buns of Steel. I'm not. Sure
so
what you did with it.
You know what? You know what? So I'm going to tell you something that's turning me into a new man. Here's okay.
The way you preface things sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Right.
I don't know what to expect when you say something like that.
No, this is legit. This is legit. All right. I'm going on the super high protein, and I'm not even going to call it a diet. I'm going on a super high protein
way of life
lifestyle.
Right.
Way
lifestyle.
Of life.
Way of life. There's no more diet. It's a way of life. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Everybody says that. So what is this diet you're going on?
Okay, so I bought these protein drinks from Costco. You ever have those? 30 grams of protein, like 1 gram of carbs, 160 calories.
Is it a powder or is it
made? No, it's the drink. It's made. I bought the chocolate ones.
It's a waste of money.
No, it's not. Okay, why? So here, you know what I have for breakfast? You know what I had for breakfast?
I don't know.
Had one of them.
And an egg.
And a handful of walnuts.
There you go.
No, excuse me. Almonds.
Almonds. Even better for you.
Yes.
Yep.
Loading up with just protein. What do you think of that?
I think you're so far so good. It's 6:14.
Well, it's just that I started my new biking career yesterday, and I thought that would work well. You know, the two going hand to hand.
I brought you a bunch of fried chicken.
Okay, I'll eat it.
It's actually good.
You don't want to get carried away. I got to tell you something. Who made the tomato soup you gave me?
I think
really good. What's that spice in there?
Yeah, that's Jeremy. Who you've met him? He's been here before.
Is it sage?
Yeah, you know what? I'll ask him.
Maybe basil.
Basil. That's what it is.
I bet it's basil.
Yep. Now. Basil, he grows his veggies right at the new community shelter.
Wow.
So he goes out there and cuts it.
It just like jumped out. It's like, oh my Lord.
Oh, good.
Tell him that's the best tomato soup I ever had is, and I really mean this, over at the Creamy. It's so creamy and rich. It's delicious.
Right.
That's like the best I've ever had. His tomato soup is the second best I've ever had.
He's probably listening. So, he knows now.
Basil. I don't think I've ever used basil.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. And then I called you last night, but you must have been all biking.
No. Well, I went to watch the game.
What game?
Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yeah.
So here was the big thing about she didn't make the playoff or she didn't make Olympic team.
Right.
Outraged like crazy.
She took that really well.
She's classy.
Is she ever. She's like, hey, look, I got something to work for.
I'd be the same way.
Me too.
Me is Caitlin Clark. Really? I haven't done enough? Oh, okay. That's fine. You know what? I'll just walk away. Yeah, you don't need me. You know what? I'm going to take a couple games off.
Right.
How's this? I'm going to take a couple days off. You go ahead and play and see how many fans you get then.
Right.
All right, and then I'll come back.
Right.
I'm going to take some time off. No, goodbye.
I put this sport on the map. She, though, was...
Classy.
Very.
But it was... They are such a terrible team. Her team...
Really?
...is so bad, I think GB could beat them. One of Kevin Borsett's good teams, I literally think, would be at least very competitive against them. They can't make a pass that you can handle. They bobble every ball. They miss layups. They play zero defense. Kevin Borsseth must be going insane when he watches this. It's the worst defensive team I've ever seen in my lifetime in watching basketball. It is such a horrible basketball team, so horribly coached. It's beyond belief.
Well, maybe Kevin's coming out of retirement.
Oh, my God. They're terrible. They were down by 26 when I was watching last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
26. Okay,
that's...
And then Caitlin Clark got in foul trouble. She only played 22 minutes. People were chanting, "We won, Caitlin." Coach wouldn't put her back in. Took her out midway through the third quarter. Didn't play again for the rest of the ballgame.
I don't know who the coach is. I don't even know what team she plays for. I don't know anything about her. But if I were the coach, I wouldn't have put her in either. Because as Marv Levy used to say, you start listening to the fans.
I understand that.
You'll be sitting with the fans.
And I understand that.
And then those chants would be louder and louder every game. And
but so, she doesn't have much of a chance to succeed with such a horrible cast around her.
I thought that coach was all right.
She's terrible. Oh, my God. She's terrible.
Okay.
Horrible.
Well, then she's probably not going to make it this year.
I bet she, if they've got two games coming up at home, if they lose both games, I bet she gets fired. Okay. I'll bet anything she does. I'd fire, if I was general manager, I'd fire her today.
I think that's okay. I mean, I don't know anything about the game, but, you know, I mean, yeah, with that kind of talent, you got to at least 26, you got to stay competitive.
She's the greatest scorer in college basketball history.
Right.
You think somebody would set a screen for her?
Right.
You think they'd have a play designed for her?
Right.
There's none. She'll be standing out there on the wing, and some girl will try to dribble down the lane and bounce it off her foot. It goes rolling out of bounds, and they run back down court, and the girl will stand there like this to play defense and then watch her player go by for a friend. Nope, nobody comes over to help. Horrible basketball.
All right.
Just saying.
Well, call Kevin.
I will.
Let's get him in the queue.
All right, the college coaches are so much better than the pro coaches in that league. All right, we got a big show. We got lots of great stuff coming up, folks, including our 100-year-old D-Day veteran back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on Tuesday morning. Beautiful sunshiny day, but I mentioned a little bit chilly out there. 46 in Green Bay, 48 in Oshkosh, where we're going to be this morning, this afternoon. We'll talk more about that in just a second. 52 in Appleton, zero wind out there. I mean, really quiet. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. I want to talk about something serious for a quick second. A couple of people up in the UP, their boat overturned in Lake Superior. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Two of them drowned, but people wonder how big and bad of a place Lake Superior is.
Oh, yeah.
They're found at 220 feet of water.
Oh,
and wow. Not that far offshore. 220 feet of water. Isn't that amazing?
That's
like oceanic.
Yep.
And then there was the ore boat, exactly the same as like the Edmund Fitzgerald type, that hit like a reef or something, and it listed 15 degrees. They had to evacuate the entire crew by Isle Royal. Then it did make it to, I think, Thunder Bay, made it to port. But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so Lake Superior is a scary.
That's a huge,
I'm not afraid of a lot of things. Lake Superior frightens me.
Yeah.
And that is no lie. And that's where they say those guys, Todd, were the most ideal place for you to go, knowing you with everything you're into, is that lighthouse out on. And they say guys went insane out there from just standing out there looking at that water and how nasty it would get. They literally had to take guys off there.
Yeah.
That is a scary body of water.
But those people, though, 220 feet, that's deep. That's really, really deep. Because Green Lake, right, that's the deepest lake in Wisconsin. And that's, I looked that up in the 60.
But anyway, I was going to say, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but they were on a small boat, right?
21 feet? That's not bad. 21 feet. You know?
So Green Lake is a maximum of 236. Holy average is 100. Wow. It's deep. Yeah.
Green Lake is that deep?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I had no idea.
I knew it was the deepest lake. Wow, that's...
Superior maximum?
Yeah.
1,332.
Wow.
Is that incredible?
Yeah, that's... But don't you wonder what's down there?
Yes. Well, they think there's like a Confederate thing where they brought a bunch of gold.
Right.
And then and the capsized whatever. Yeah, can you imagine? But it's so deep, you can't get... You know, scuba divers won't go down.
Right.
Well, no.
And it's so cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would love... You know what I'd love? I'd love to be a... I'd love to man one of those... submersibles.
Oh, the people die in those. You don't want to go.
I would handle that. I'd read it about it and stuff.
You go down there. No.
And no, I'd do it. I'd be fine. And but wouldn't that be cool to just be on that the floor of like Lake Superior and you see what's down there?
Maybe those guys should bring those submersibles.
Yeah, I know. I struggle with it.
Yeah, here instead of going in the ocean.
Yeah,
right? Because
I think it'd be more interesting to see what's in our local lakes
and not as dangerous. Right.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Okay. We got this. It says. Update on the...
is it Michipicton?
I think so. I don't know how to pronounce the name of the actual ship. Currently in Thunder Bay, divers have found a 13-foot-long crack in the hull, the result of fatigue structural failure.
See?
A loud bang was reported by the crew. While the vessel was in deep water, likely happened at the time of the hull failure. At this time, there's no indication that it struck something first. Oh, okay. Cargo will be discharged. They'll try to patch her up and go to the dry dock in Duluth. Corey. Thank you, Corey. Yeah.
So, just poor product.
Yeah, sounds stress like, fracture.
Right. That.
I mean, that can happen.
Well, I don't know about that. I think there's a little liability there, right? I mean.
I get, you know, some of those ships are pretty old, though.
Well, that's true.
They are. Yes.
That is true.
I think when I think about Superior, of course, the song Edmund Fitzgerald comes to mind. And that song, to me, does a great job of portraying the feeling of that lake, meaning that's a spooky song.
You know, I was north of Duluth the night that happened. And I still remember it because we had just had our last football game, and it was like really crappy weather. And I forget, so I don't remember but I still remember, this is no lie. You know how when the phone lines or the power lines, they get ice on them and then the wind is bad and you hear them just snapping?
Yeah.
It was that kind of a night. And I'll never forget the weatherman in Duluth talking. If anybody remembers Duluth, McKenna, I remember his name. And he says, you know, folks, we've had some calls from family members of the crew of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And they're very concerned about the conditions, and I know they've lost contact with, but the atmospheric conditions, you know, blah blah blah, and I always wonder if he knew what I mean. But I still remember.
They got to keep hope out there.
Exactly.
I don't.
But I remember that night like nothing. It was a terrible, terrible night.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Never forget that. But the thing is, with Lake Superior, like you say. Nothing, if there's an accident, it's not a minor accident. You know what I mean? It's not a minor whatever because that water is so unbelievably cold that it literally like paralyzes you so fast.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not like somebody in the South Pacific, between Cuba and Miami, you spent 3 days and, you know,
No. What was the...
I got a text from my buddy, Jimmy. My buddy and I were in the Keweenaw Bay tournament last weekend when that accident happened.
Wow.
Jimmy, was the weather bad? Was it high swells? Because, I don't know.
What did Mark Green find? What was the other ship that he looked for? Remember Mark Green, our congressman, went and found...
He was into that?
No. As a congressman.
Oh, as a congressman.
He went and researched a ship or a boat that had sunk.
In Lake Michigan or where?
Let me work on that.
Okay. Yeah, work on that. Please work on that. lots more work needed on that one.
Somebody's going to text in and say, come on, Schmidt, this is what it was. He did a great job. He
got this one here. My father worked at Bay Ship for 40 years. Canadian ships don't have the same inspection requirements as American ships.
That's what I'm saying. See? No, people complain about Americans with everything from aviation, FDA, but we might be a little...
I would think Canada would be more. They just seem like they would be, don't they?
The No, right? No,
see, I really like Canada.
It's like the Germans would be, because those guys are all about, you know, BMWs.
You know,
Mercedes.
I'll tell you what. You got a brother who's a priest?
Yeah.
Is he a World War II guy at all?
No, no.
I just read such a good book. It's unbelievable. It's about a Polish priest that was in the concentration camps. Dachau?
He goes over to Poland. Maybe I should take that back.
Please do.
Yeah.
This book is so good.
Okay.
The Germans, the diehard Nazi-type Germans,
right,
were so horrific to Catholic priests,
yeah,
and stuff. It's mind-boggling because Hitler didn't want people looking to anyone above him.
Right.
He was like he was it.
Right.
And priests were in his way.
Right.
Because people were following what the priest said instead of what Hitler said.
A higher level, yeah.
It's terrible what those priests went through. You got to read it. I mean, if your brother would be into that at all.
Yeah. I mean, he takes, you know, they take those pilgrimages.
Yeah.
They go over there to Poland. So I'm sure he probably knows more. But I never went with him. My mom's gone with him, but I've never done that trip. Yeah, I'll ask him if he knows. I'm sure he does. I would think that would be part of the.
And, you know, one of the things, then, when they got liberated by the Americans. And they found, the Americans found 30 boxcars. In fact, one of the guys in my book, one of my books, ETO, I think, 30 boxcars of dead people on the way there. The Germans just let them be, just left them in there to just die, sealed up. So they go back in and they take they separate the SS guards from the regular drafty guards, okay? And they had a guy watch them in this one area. And all of a sudden they heard the machine gun going off. And the guy said, they tried running. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And there's like no place for them to go. They had them in this. They tried escaping. Yeah, I don't blame them. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to find that other ship that we dug up.
That Mark Green dug up.
I believe he was the congressman, led the charge on it.
Okay. I don't remember this.
You will.
And I'm
like,
big
okay,
into this. I'm a historical
that.
Explorer.
No,
you know that.
You should have known. You should have jumped on this. Somebody's going to say like, and then you're going to be like, oh my God, I knew that.
All right. No.
All right. We'll be right back.
We're going
to
start a quick break. The Edmund Fitzgerald weighed
empty. Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Good Looking Tuesday morning segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know that ordering windows in an older home can be a real challenge. The way they did things way back when is a lot different than today. But I'll tell you what, the folks at Pella, they have such a great touch. And that's what it is, a touch and a talent for creating customized windows for your home that match the architecture from any era. Any single era. It really doesn't matter what kind of a home you live in. They will find a way to make it done so it looks like those windows just fit in perfectly for the time period, but yet are energy efficient to a degree that's unbelievable. And they got a great thing going today. Zero interest up to 48 months. Certain restrictions apply. It ends June 30th. Zero interest. 48 months. Order by June 30th. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Visit PellaWI.com today. A fantastic window and door company.
Yep, they are the best.
Got my buddy Jimmy there. He said he was in Key one hour that happened. He said the waves were 4.5 feet.
Wow.
He said they came in after an hour and a half. He said it was too dangerous, too crazy. Like I said, that lake is just unreal. So did you find out what your thing was yet or no?
I thought Mark Green got Congress or took his leadership in Congress to have someone find the Linda E. And that was a boat that went missing. It was built by Berger Boat, which is, you know, cool company in Manitowoc, right? They build the best stuff. But, it was like 1998. I was looking at that, and it went missing. I don't know what the end story is on it. I got to be honest with you. I just remember when you talk about ships going down and, you know, every Edmund Fitzgerald, of course, everybody knows that. But that Linda E. got a lot of ink, a lot, because of Mark. Anyway,
Lisa Hale, our news director for Civic Media. Do you remember the Linda E.?
I don't remember the Linda E. I do remember the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes. All right. Well, okay. I'll get a little bit more work to do. I'm not like you, Lisa, that comes in all prepared and has all my notes. I'm just, Johnny and I just kind of come in and Huh, I remember the Linda E. What was that? I don't really remember. So, anyway.
Our day started out with me asking if anybody has an old VHS copy of Butts of Steel.
Right.
No, Buns of Steel.
Buns of Steel.
Yeah. See, Buns of Steel.
Yeah. Yes, and, Buns of Steel.
And then it digressed into, did John buy it to get in shape, or was it like soft porn? So,
oh,
anyway.
My God. But
that's true. That's what it went. Anyway,
that's a terrible accusation.
Anyway, Lisa's here now.
So accusation.
We just got a text from Sarah who said, I remember Sheila E., which is an 80s artist.
I used to love Sheila E.
Yeah.
Wasn't she with Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love Sheila E.
Okay, I don't. Okay.
Let's play some Prince today.
Okay.
In honor of Jim's birthday. Did you know that Jim and Prince were born on the exact same day, exact same year, exact same time?
No, I don't know about the same
year.
Yeah.
Same year.
Same day, same year.
Yep. And when we both turned 50, I was. And we were closer than people know, but about getting him to come to Green Bay, because it was like he was doing small venues at that time, and things were just hitting on all cylinders as mayor, and I had a friend of a friend who knew him, and we were trying to coordinate and we were going to give the money to charity, obviously, try to get him just over here for an hour or two.
So,
but it didn't happen.
This says so much now. Now I understand why you are how you are.
Yeah.
I was mayor. Yeah. It was my birthday. I wanted Prince to come.
Yeah.
And you went for it.
Todd, you should have been here, man. Billboards.
Oh, my gosh.
On the back of all the buses. Was
for your birthday?
Yeah. I got pictures of it. I'll show you sometime. Yeah. It was the thing in Green Bay.
Taxpayers agree to buy those?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
I forgot to
they
ask.
They just appeared.
I forgot to ask.
And
Frank. Let Me Be Frank Productions played at Bay Beach. I don't know that I paid rental either for the room, now that I come to think of it. Now that you guys are mentioning that I'm out of office.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty cool because Festival Foods, who was a huge sponsor, and they still are of many things, had cakes made of, and my mom and Donna had gotten pictures of me every 10 years. So when I was 10, 20, 30, 40, it was my 50th birthday. And yeah, it was great. It was.
I bet it was.
It didn't cost me a dime.
This is all about me.
It kind of was. Come to
Honor
think of it.
Me.
Come to think of it.
So yeah, much was, now falls into
yeah,
place.
It
the
does.
Puzzle pieces are starting
yeah,
to
really
okay.
fall
in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did that. It was fun. And I will say this though. This is how I got around it, Johnny. The community was invited to pay homage. No, the community was invited. I'm not kidding you. And everybody came up to Bay Beach, the pavilion.
You're paying. You might as well show up, everybody.
Yeah, right. Right.
Everybody brings kind of a gift. Just put it there. Leave it there.
Sits on the mayoral throne. Yeah.
Puts out his hand for a little kiss, a little ring.
Bay Beach had free parking until that day.
Yeah.
No, we let free park. That and my last birthday, which you guys made happen, and then my 40th were
that was
the
all
three
Todd.
Best birthdays. I know. I sent them. That was.
Thank you for letting us honor you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. We humbly beseech your glory.
Come on. Yeah. All right, Lisa. Let's shift gears here. Oh my God, I gotta get out of here.
Yes.
All right. So what's going on in real?
He touched my child's head. My child is blessed for eternity. Oh my God. He shall never receive a haircut. If he does, we shall take those hairs and mount them in a golden frame.
John.
Sorry.
Come on.
All right.
For he has been anointed.
Yes, anointed. Our son is the anointed one. Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can see you guys. An old revival tent down.
Absolutely.
By the
absolutely.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. It was fun. It was.
My arthritis is gone. What happened?
It was more fun then than I'm remembering now. But anyway, it was a lot of fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right, Lisa. Yeah. What's going on in the real world?
My gout has disappeared with just the very touch of the magical hands of the mayor.
Lisa.
I'll be glad to tell you what's going on. I'm just waiting for Mino to get this out of his system.
Yeah,
it's good. Okay,
it's gonna be all day.
I'm good.
It's gonna be all day.
I'm good. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
So, a couple of things that I'm working on this week. Winnebago County's overdose fatality review team has just released their 2023-24 report.
Let me guess. No, don't let me guess. I bet you it's up.
Yeah, it is. We actually, in Winnebago County, had a record number of overdose deaths last year with 47.
Wow.
So I have a story that I'm working on that report and what they are trying to do to mitigate the overdose deaths and try to prevent them.
I think there's more than 47. Those things get reported wrong.
Well, that's overdose deaths. There are a lot of overdoses that happen that don't result in fatality. So they're called non-fatal overdoses. And there are a lot of them that happen that aren't reported. I mean, they might get information from emergency rooms, from law enforcement, but there's people who are able, because their Narcan's available, they're able to use that, and then they don't report the overdose. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are a lot, and that's mentioned in the story that I'm working on, that there are a lot of non-fatals that never get reported.
Is it mainly fentanyl these days, or heroin fentanyl?
The interesting thing is, this year, the percentage of overdose deaths related to fentanyl went down, but 31 of the 47 deaths were related to fentanyl in some way.
So you got the same problem there they got in Green Bay, obviously, huh?
What they told me when I was talking with them is the main problems here in Winnebago County, you know, looking at Oshkosh and Neenah and some other communities, are fentanyl, methamphetamine, and cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine is making a comeback. I mean, that was a big thing in, you know.
Yeah, you don't hear much about that anymore. I remember when it devastated the NBA.
Yeah, that devastated a lot of things. But yeah, just the business community, everything. That was the drug, and it was, yeah, I thought that was kind of going away, but I hear it's coming back. I kind of heard that.
It's making its way back into the.
Well, and the problem is, like, when we had, who we used to have on, talking about fentanyl and Sandra. When Sandra would come on.
Oh, yeah.
And that fentanyl, you know, okay, there's a girl who almost died from Green Bay. Great girl, great family, great whatever. And she just smoked some pot one night with friends, and there was fentanyl in the pot.
Accidental fentanyl.
Accidental, yeah.
Yeah, that is very true.
Fentanyl is very pervasive. It is found in almost everything you're going to buy illicitly nowadays. Wow. And a single grain of it, if it's too much, could cause an overdose. I don't know what the solution is, because I'm not in that kind of thing. I just report what's done, but it is something that people need to look at.
Well, the solution is in decreasing the demand. There's way, way, way too much money in that to take it from the supply side. Never going to happen. It's just
the problem is addiction is a disease, and it's so hard to fight addiction. And that's where the problem is, because when you have to, because you're addicted and you have to find that fix, you're not going to think clearly enough to think this might be too much, or where am I getting it from a good source?
Yeah, but kind of thing. The way these guys do this is they give you your like cocaine. Your first couple batches are really, really good. I mean, good and powerful. And then they start making it weaker and weaker, and you're buying more and more. They get you hooked. I mean, it's a business model that is unbelievable. Those kids should be doing good things with that. These people who put these distributions together, and there's really no, you know, in the days, everybody's, oh, there's a kingpin. No, there's not. You know, they just all these little cells that they have that for distribution. And it's sad. But people say, oh, we're going to arrest our way out of that. Never going to happen. I mean, I don't want to be a pessimist about it. The only way you're going to really stop it is from the demand side. And you got to get kids to look elsewhere. I mean, we got Narcan in our desks, you know, at work. You know, I mean, we've all been trained on it. And it's like, really, we got to do that? But we do. And until we stop, the kids learn that, you know, I could die from this, or I don't need this to feel like this. But that's a process. That's not going to happen overnight.
We got a text real quickly from Sarah, who said fentanyl testing strips may be as available as Narcan very soon, so that it can be tested for.
And in Winnebago County, I know it is. Fentanyl testing strips are in the public health vending machines. So, you know, you can
can you explain? I don't know what you mean by that.
Fentanyl testing strips?
Yeah.
They're little strips that you can put to test to see if fentanyl is in there.
All right. So you buy something and you put that strip on it, and if it turns a certain color.
So. Now, I've never used it, so
I'm speaking out of my head, honestly. Well,
I would think even something like that would be valuable, though, for like EMTs and people like that. I would hate to be an EMT these days and you get a call on, you know, somebody unconscious in their trailer maybe or whatever, and you go in and, you know what I mean? And it's like, you'd want to know if they've got fentanyl on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't, you know what I mean? Wouldn't you? I would never be an EMT and dealing with stuff like that these days.
Well, yeah. I mean, the EMTs are going to be carrying Narcan. They're going to have
that. Right, I know that. Yeah. Cops have it. Hey, what about the thing here, Lisa, about the UP needing Red Cross?
Yes, the Red Cross needs disaster volunteers, specifically in the counties that they cover in the UP. And for the life of me, I could not tell you all the counties right now.
Johnny, you should volunteer.
I'm going to.
These are the people that, it's because of the winds, the tornadoes. Why do they need them?
These are the people that go out when somebody has a house fire or there's flooding or there's tornadoes, or these are the disaster response teams that go out and they help the people that are in the middle of this horrible situation. I mean, imagine your house catches fire and you're out there sitting. The one you're going to get comfort from is probably going to be an American Red Cross disaster response person while firefighters are busy doing their thing.
I give those people a lot of credit.
So do I. That's very rewarding. Why the UP? Why do they need them? I mean, why is there a shortage? Or is it?
They just, over the course of years, they volunteers have kind of phased out.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's not that they don't have, that people aren't volunteering. It's that there are so many more incidences that they need additional help with.
All right.
I mean, there's just a lot of fires, and this may shows us how bad tornadoes are going to be.
Yeah. Right. That Red Cross is great. You bring food, they help people. I mean, there's nothing. We're so lucky to have the Red Cross, and sometimes they even ship you out to other regions, you know, and it's just, that's a great organization. If you want to get involved and feel good about, you know, life, join the Red Cross. UP, right? You got a number for that?
I don't have a number right in front of me, but you can contact the Northeast Wisconsin chapter. They do handle that.
Great. That is a great organization.
Yep. All right, Lisa, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Back after that. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. 52 degrees in Appleton, 48 in Oshkosh, 46 in Green Bay. Today is National German Chocolate Cake Day. I'm a fan.
And I bet you like it with the coconut?
Yes.
So I went to, a friend of mine took me out for my birthday. Not on my birthday, the day after. We went to the Lorelei.
Yeah.
That German chocolate cake, he loved it. I'm not a huge dessert guy, as you know, but... it was just one dessert, two forks, but it was good.
Yeah, yes. German chocolate cake's phenomenal. Todd?
But you like coconut.
Yeah, yeah. Across the board.
I love coconut.
Do you? Me too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
It was great. Kudos to, you know, of course, I love that place. Service was great. But anyway.
I could live on one of those deserted islands. Is it desert island or deserted island?
Well, a desert, deserted would be nobody on it, right?
But when they say desert island, is that the same thing? And never really, I thought that's an oxymoron, a desert and an island. You know what I mean? Kind of thing.
What do you mean?
Like, how would you have a desert and an island? I mean, a desert and an ocean.
It'd be a hot island.
I know, but it's like a desert island.
Deserted means there's nothing there. Like Todd
I know,
said.
But it's, would somebody would say he was stranded on a desert island? Is a desert as in the Sahara Desert?
Oh, you're saying because the desert doesn't have any water.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. That makes a little
sense.
See
what I mean?
No, a little bit. Okay.
But I could live on one of those. I've always thought that. I could be like a Robinson Crusoe because I love coconut. Okay, so I eat a lot of coconut. Love bananas. Eat a lot of banana. Love pineapples. Eat a lot of pineapple. I love crab. Eat a lot of crab.
Yeah.
I could be like Tom Hanks in what's your name? I could. Castaway? I could do that.
Have your friend Wilson?
Absolutely. I could do that.
A little bit more like Gilligan. But yeah, that could work. That could work. You're right. A lot of natural, healthy food. I don't think you could do it, but I think that's cool to think about.
If you were Gilligan, John.
John.
Yes. You would have to be the millionaire, Jim. What's his name?
Lovey?
Yeah. No, Howell.
Oh, Mr.
Howell, right?
Mr. Howell. Yeah. Thurston.
Love it.
Thurston Howell the Third.
Yes.
That would be you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Paul Hornung used to go out with Tina Louise.
Was that Mrs. Really? Howell?
No.
No, that wasn't Ginger. Mrs. Howell.
Well, Ginger.
Hello, Ginger.
Have you seen her lately?
No, no, I don't want to. Sometimes I don't want to see these people.
No, she's dead.
I want them to be in my mind just the way they always have been.
No, that's great. That's the way you should look at that.
But I want people to think of me that way, the way I used to be.
I think Marianne is the only one that's still around, Todd.
I think the professor's still around.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm quite sure they're all gone.
Think Ginger is.
What was his name? Bob Denver? What was Okay.
Nope. So Ginger is still alive. Really? Tina Louise is still alive. Yes.
I thought.
Yeah, well, you think a lot of things, Jim.
The reason I say that.
Don
you guys,
Wells passed away.
Yes, I remember that.
In 2020.
Okay. I don't know how
Don
anyone.
Wells was Marianne.
I don't know how we could all have the same chromosomal structure.
Okay. Chromosome.
Yeah. We could all have that. The same. We're all wired the same pretty much, right? How somebody could say they would take Marianne over Ginger. Are you kidding me? That's okay, can I have German chocolate cake or a Twinkie?
No,
I'm taking a German chocolate cake.
That's not fair.
Yeah, it is.
No, because Marianne was sweet and she was pretty and she was kind of like the girl next door.
That's right.
Ginger was a Saturday night. Marianne was Sunday through Friday.
Yeah. You know what? I live for Saturday night.
I was just going to say that.
I'm just saying, girl next door, help me wash my car because I'm going out with Ginger tonight. That's how I see it. All right. Also, today is Nat. I'm serious. That's one of those things. It's like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Or are you just trying to be the nice guy for mom? Mm-hmm. Look at the nice girl versus this vixen.
We're wired physically, but not emotionally, mentally.
Yeah.
That we've got our own, freedom to choose.
Yeah.
So when you say that we're all wired the same, that's not true.
Well, generally, you know.
Generally, we are physically, right? We have.
Yeah.
Two arms, 10 fingers, all that. Yeah, that's true. But it's your mind that is totally different.
You know, I got to tell you something.
Everyone else's.
You know what I think? You know what I hate? Geese. I just do not like geese. And when I went bike riding yesterday down the Fox Valley Trail or Fox River Trail here, loaded with goose crap. Okay.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I've been watching them since they've had their little baby ones.
I know. That's cool.
They're chicks. And then yesterday, now they're bigger.
Yep.
And I was watching them. They all went into the water yesterday.
Huh?
Okay. You got either mom or dad in the lead, and I don't know if it's mom or dad, whoever, is at the very end, and all the chicklets are in between.
Yep.
And it's like, there's something about animals in some way sometimes that are wired almost more protective than humans are. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it was just boom, mom's in the lead or dad's in the lead, and the other one's right behind them, keeping an eye on all the rest. I think that's kind of cool.
I agree.
I think nature is cool in that way.
And we can learn from them, from nature. They do. They now they don't have that emotional side that we have. I think they just really instinctively raise a family and feed them. And I think that's cool when you watch some of that stuff on TV. Those gorillas teaching the little gorillas.
Yeah.
And then after a while, they say, "Look, you can find your own."
Absolutely. I totally agree.
It's like you're not getting an allowance until you do this or that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I would agree with that. So, but those things are gonna. The problem with that, those geese, they're gonna turn out to be like their parents.
Oh, they're gonna start. Yeah,
right.
Same thing.
Picking at our
then
ankles.
They're just gross. I agree. They are gross.
But they're cute when they're young. I mean,
I know, but I think about. I got buddies that spend $800 for a shotgun and $700 for the decoys and yada 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 to lay out there at sunrise and wait for a goose to fly by. You could walk right past them with a golf club and take one out today.
John. Or your car.
Well, no, you know what I mean? No.
That is true. They are plentiful.
I mean, it
stops the traffic.
Yeah.
It's on Adams.
Absolutely.
They're just walking across the street and they don't really look around too much. They're like.
No, they're.
They think they pay a lot of taxes.
Absolutely. 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 Today is National Corn on the Cob Day. You can't have that wrong. Huh? Corn on the Cob?
No.
I could just, it's phenomenal.
Yeah,
no matter what.
I just, who doesn't like that, right?
That's what I mean. How do you not like corn on the cob?
Yeah.
And I love it when it's just, when you wet the husk and you and then you just put it in the grill and cook it that way.
Yeah.
Love that.
You know what's a cool thing? And I've had,
I mean, I'll take would that be roasted corn over boiled corn?
Yep.
Boiled corn is lame. That rotisserie that you can buy and you just lay the corn in there and it goes around, it comes out and it's just perfect. I used to use those for fundraisers. Like I'd have, mayor's corn rolls.
I think I've seen those at like fairs or something,
yeah.
right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. You rent them.
Oh, can you?
And okay. it's just great because you just put three or four on and it, it
they're so delicious.
And it's timed and temperatured perfectly. So one full circle and it comes off and it is
well,
great.
Isn't there
and
a place so at the farmer's market, one of the farmer's markets here that has something like that? I know they do in Appleton. It's on the line is so long,
well,
it's beyond belief.
And then you take the coffee can and put in like the butter. Do that, just dip it in. That's
unbelievable
good stuff.
Today is also Loneliness Awareness Week. Okay,
that's kind of sad.
Uh huh. Shia LaBeouf is 38. Hugh Laurie, one of your good. Is that the guy?
That's House.
Love him.
Yep.
He's phenomenal. And Peter Dinklage, is he the little person actor?
Yes. Yep.
From Games of Thrones.
Correct.
All right.
Wow.
We got to set a break back up this. As across the